Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Shut Up A Second John.
Shut Up A Second John. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, welcome what's back, up? Shut Up A Second
How you going,
John?
Kiddies?
How long can this bit conceivably last?
Well, I reckon I can do this the entire episode.
Today's topic is snapping turtles. You're upset about it. They do get you.
A bloody snapping turtles episode.
What do you think about snapping turtles? Shut up a second, John.
Shut up a second, John loves a snapping turtle. Up, 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 up. Reminds me of Pac-Man. Love to eat those snapping turtles.
Oh, it's good to just make you do this for half an hour.
I would like clarification. Do you love to eat the snapping turtles, or you're appreciative of the fact that snapping turtles love to eat?
True. Shut up a second. John is unclear.
So here's my question for you. Shut up a second, John. Is that your real first name?
No, it's my title.
Do you have a surname?
No.
Like Cher, that's good. Yeah, no, nice.
Well, Cher has no surname. Like, Shut Up A Second John doesn't have a surname. I was there first and I'll be there at last.
So you say Shut Up A Second is a title, like professor?
Yes. Yes, I went to university.
So you get...
You got a degree in Shut Up A Second.
S-U-A.
Well, professors don't have a degree in professor.
Some do.
Yeah. When you go to university for professoring.
If you've studied other professors.
I don't think that's teaching, a subject.
If you go for teaching and you only focus on university, then you'd be a professor in professoring.
Yeah. If you were, Or you were doing an academic study. And
well, tell you what. Shut up a second. John reckons you can go look for such a course, and if you find it, then you're right.
I guess that would still be a degree in, like, sociology and...
Yeah, you'd still need to get, like, a PhD.
Shut up a second, John has a question.
Okay, shut up a second, John, let's hear it.
What do you need to do to be a professor?
You need to get a professorship. You need
Is
to get
that a thing?
I think it's a PhD right, you need to get to be
but
a professor.
But that makes you a doctor, doesn't it?
Yes.
I don't know what the Australians, like, how the Australian system differs from the American system, but I had lots of professors.
Yeah.
Like, we don't call them that here.
No.
But I had lots of lecturers that just didn't have their PhD.
But they were still professors?
They were still professors, to my knowledge.
You would call them professor?
Well, like, did you ever call any of your professors professors?
But, I didn't think I had a professor.
So what did you have?
Well, I just had teachers.
Even at university?
I might have called them a lecturer, at university, but also I don't know if that's actually a title.
Yeah.
It's so good that you're kind of doing the voice.
He's committing to it, which I really appreciate. How do I get on this computer the internet? Because let's find out
If it's not connected to the internet, I'm not sure.
Jack, move the mouse all the way to the right.
Oh my
You're looking
God.
For Safari.
Yeah, I am. And Charles Hammond has been Googling Blast Corps remake. Just in his private time. What is a professor? Okay.
How do you become a professor? We'll probably get you a better answer, but here we are.
No, the Wikipedia page for, here you go. Albert Einstein as a professor is an image that is accompanying this.
Yep. That's,
I don't
know
if you can
man.
See that shot. Well, there, John.
He, there he is, being a professor. Like, but how did he do it?
I like that it says Albert Einstein as a professor. It's not like he's dressed up as one. Like, yeah, he's not one.
Just, he's...
He's given it a go.
An academic rank at university. Yeah.
As an unqualified title, refers only to the most senior academic position, sometimes informally known as full professor. Give him the full professor.
Oh, give him the full professor.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's informal, but it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like, they don't call them half professors or or beginning true. Professors. It's just professor, or you could call a professor a full professor.
We know it's from the old French professor.
Oh.
Okay. And from the Latin professor... For someone who professes to be an expert. So it's if you're saying you're an expert, you're a professor. I'm professed to be an expert in professors. I'm a professor.
No, I think you have to be a teacher at some kind of academic
I'm saying
tertiary
is that,
level.
Yeah. The Wikipedia article doesn't say anything about that.
Yeah, but I've really not looked at it properly.
No,
let's
it
be
absolutely
honest.
Does. Is the first sentence
yeah.
is an academic rank at universities and other post-secondary education.
Well, Jackson hadn't read that out.
Yeah.
I was going on what Jackson had
That's
read
fair.
Out. I would assume that any pertinent information he would have read to me. Shut up a second, John.
Here's the thing about clowns.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Go on.
Yep, that's a good segue.
What is a clown?
Well, it's similar to a professor in that you declare yourself to be a clown.
But what is a clown?
It's
loud mime.
No, yes, okay, but if I dress as a clown,
yeah.
What am I dressing as?
A clown.
Yeah.
But that doesn't inherently make you a clown.
Exactly. So what's a clown?
But he's dressed as a... I understand. Yeah. The question was, though, what is he dressed as?
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I'm dressing as a clown. I'm a clown. Yes, but I'm dressing as a clown.
I think if you go to clown school, you can classify yourself as a clown.
But, okay, to go to clown school, you need to learn to become a clown, which means a clown is a distinct entity...
What do you mean? No. You go to clown school to learn to be a clown.
Yeah, but so you can become a clown, so what's a clown?
It's a profession.
Type of entertainer. What's a
what
comedian?
Are you asking?
What's a comedian, Jack?
What's a podcaster?
Yeah, but a podcast. But a clown's a type
what's a
of.
A professor.
A clown's a type of. Being right?
No.
it's a profession.
Are you arguing
you could do it amateur or you could do it professionally?
Are you arguing that we create a new race for clowns?
I'm just saying.
Do you not think they're human?
No, a clown's not a human. It's a clown.
What?
You're becoming another kind of being when
no,
you
it's
become
like a profession.
A clown.
No, it's like a profession.
It's a profession. Like if a firefighter isn't like not a human because they put on a uniform.
So are you
and
saying
fire?
That a clown outfit is a uniform?
Yes.
So you're saying the face paint, the lipstick, the
yes,
hair.
Absolutely. It's part of their uniform.
Yeah.
But you can draw a clown.
You can draw,
yeah,
a,
you
firefighter.
Can draw a firefighter.
Jackson, tell me how literally anything is different from a firefighter. Describe the difference.
A clown, you emulate when you learn to be a clown.
And a firefighter?
You
learn a set of skills.
No, but you'd learn
same
that.
With, no, same with a clown.
Yeah, you learn a set of skills.
But you imitate, you are becoming a clown. You are imitating a
Describe
clown.
Describe the difference. Tell me the difference, Jack.
Yeah. Or, hold on, maybe a better example comparing clowns and firefighters, but what's the difference between a clown and a drag queen?
Well, good point. You've got me there. No, because when you're a drag queen, you are expressing a kind of femininity, right?
Yeah.
What is a clown expressing?
Some kind of tomfoolery.
Clowninity.
I think firefighters are more apt reference because a clown is a profession, as a firefighter is
drag
a
queen
profession.
Drag queen is a profession.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
Oh, no, that's fair, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think...
Because I think drag queen is a better example because you can have amateur and professional drag queens.
I see what you're saying.
You can't have an amateur firefighter.
I think you're misunderstanding.
You probably could. It's just not as good.
Yeah.
You're misunderstanding.
Like, you don't want an amateur firefighter.
Yeah.
You're misunderstanding.
Clown and,
okay.
Clown and drag queens is less of a life and death situation.
Oh, how great to have public services be like police, ambulance,
clown,
drag queen, firefighter. Yeah, but you're misunderstanding because you can be an amateur or a professional, right? Clown. So there's still the one thing, the being you're aspiring to be.
It's like a profession.
No.
Yeah,
no,
it is.
Like a being.
It's like an art form.
Yeah.
You are imitating.
It's a type of entertainer, Jack.
I'll never agree.
Do you mean horse?
I don't mean horse. This is one of those.
You don't have to. You don't have to agree to be wrong.
This is one of those examples where the listeners are all not. I know. I can see them in their little beds with their nightcaps on, their little candles, all nodding along and agreeing with me that a clown is not like a firefighter because you're imitating a clown.
Well, you see, Jack, that's why you lose. You refuse to concede anything.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking at me like I've got more argument in me. I just know I'm right. That's all that's happening here.
No. I'm so scared of, like, what's going on inside your brain.
Mm, yeah, I've explained it so many times.
No, you haven't.
Okay.
He has explained it. It's just poorly.
Yeah, it's just not good.
Something about
that doesn't make sense.
Shut up a second, John being rude to me is so much nicer than Adam being rude to me. Shut up a second, John's got a folksy Australian accent. It's nice.
I don't even stress about it, Jack.
Exactly. Feel like you're a man at the pub who's like, well, I don't understand what you're saying about clowns, but you have enjoy a drink on me and have the good rest of the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's the shut up a second, John
dad.
Vibe. Yeah, like my dad.
Who's also...
Name. Shut up a second.
Oh my god! If you're my dad this whole time,
wow, Jack.
When
I won't tell.
Fuck your mum.
He does. When I was, that's just no denying it.
Well, there's evidence sitting before me.
Well, I was on holiday with my family. We went to Ararat, right, which is like a little like country town up north in Victoria, and we only went there because. Like, we were there for 9 days, and we were like, what are we going to do? And Dad was like, I want to go to Ararat. And we were like, why? And he's like, well, I don't know. I've just been thinking about it. It's like, we went all the way to Ararat. It's like an hour and a half drive, and it's just another country town. We're like, why did we come here? But if I told you guys about...
I kind of love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did it, like, fill his cup?
Yeah, he was... Well, no, we left, and he was like, well, that was Ararat. Well, not much to look at. Have I told you about the prison tour that I did while I was there, though?
No.
Okay, I think I spoke.
Why didn't you start with this?
I think I've spoken about it only on Thumb Cramps. It was the best. So in Ararat, there is J Ward prison for the criminally insane. Okay?
Is that a currently operating prison?
No.
Yeah, is that maybe a kind of like a hotel now?
No.
Oh, okay. Then I stayed at a different prison.
Cool. In Ararat?
I think it was around that. Well, you finish your story,
okay,
then we'll get
I'm
to mine.
Intrigued.
He might have gotten confused with Ballarat.
Yeah, that's true, maybe.
Ararat.
It was a small country town. It was too small to be Ballarat.
Yeah, Ararat's decently sized. It's not maybe, tiny.
Well, then it wasn't Ararat either.
So anyway, Ararat, J Ward, prison for the criminally insane. It's a historic prison that closed down in the 1970s, and you could do a prison tour there. And when Dad was like, let's go to Ararat, Mom was like, well, let's see what's in Ararat, and she found that.
Yeah.
So we paid $17 each. And I've never met the tour guide, okay?
Never met him?
No, I never saw him.
Socially distanced to the extreme.
Well, I've never met anyone with less charisma in my life, okay? Normally, people have at least one level of charisma. He was sitting at zero. The whole tour was given in the cadence of a PE teacher yelling at you. It was incredible. So he'd be like, who do you think stayed in this prison in 1965? And everyone would just be like quiet because we're all quite afraid. And he'd be like, that's right, Chopper Reed. He was so aggressive and strange. He'd do these little giggles after every single like piece of information that he gave out. At one point, me and Mom, we were in a section of just like cells or whatever. Mm. And there were like plaques on the wall of each cell. And we were reading one and we realized that he was just reading what was written on the plaques out loud to us. He kept on saying females instead of women. This is how he opened the tour of the prison for the criminally insane. He was like 1830. Not very good if you're a female in jail for swearing. But you know who got it worse? The Asians. We were like, what is happening? What is going on?
When you described him as having zero charisma, I was about to say, well, you know what that is? That's no emphasis and a lack of caring. But he seems to have the exact opposite of that.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe he was swimming in charisma.
He went too far
over
the charisma, top. And then it started again.
Yeah.
It was... like literally the best tour I've ever had in my life.
Well, maybe it was swimming in charisma then.
Just watching him And, like, he would make these jokes that no one would laugh at, but he'd just soldier through. He kept getting audience interaction, but nobody wanted to give him anything. Like, at one point we were in, I think it was, like, the old morgue, and he was like, can I get a volunteer? And there was just, like, a silence. And then he picked, there were, like, two teenage girls in the tour group. And he's like, you, the female in the back. And she was like, okay. And he's like, press that red button. And she's like...
Imagine if you saw that on a plaque as well.
But she pressed the red button and there was nothing. And he's like, ha ha ha, normally that would have been loud. And then she went back. At one point we were going down this section of, I think, like...
What do you mean normally? Like, was it just broken for the day?
I think just back in the day it made a noise. I don't know. Nobody was impressed. And there was
what happened when she pressed the button?
Nothing,
like,
nothing.
I feel like he's got more information because he's read more of the plaques.
Yeah. Well, here's the joke thing.
Is very funny for him.
Yeah.
But not for everyone else who doesn't understand what's happening.
How do you know he worked there?
Great question.
Was he just a ghost of one of the criminally insane?
The best thing was that quite often it was clear that he'd forget his spiel because, like, he had no charisma, so he didn't know how to control a crowd or whatever. Everybody just kept on walking around him and all over him. And so you could see the moments where he'd forgotten the script that he had to follow and he'd just stop and have a long drink from his water bottle. He'd be like, so... In 1835, it was so good. At one point, we were walking down this minimum security corridor, and he was like, no electricity or you know, appliances were allowed in any of the cells here except this one. And the inmate in this cell had to be visited by guards in hazmat suits. Now, he was interred in the 1980s. What else do you think was happening in the 1980s that might have made this happen?
Oh, no.
And there was this very long pause, and one of the teenage girls was like... AIDS? And he's like, correct! And then he implied that the ghost of that guy liked to jump on people's shoulders and get a piggyback ride. It was so good. And the best thing is that we also found out in that point where he was talking about the ghost that he does a ghost tour. And I just can't imagine this man telling you about, like, what does that look like? I don't know.
Anyway, I would pay, yeah, I'd pay money. I'd pay money.
Somehow, simultaneously, the least scary, but the most scary ghost tour you could go on.
Because it wouldn't be spooky because he has no charisma, but it might be spooky because maybe this is the start of, like, a Wolf Creek.
Yeah, exactly. Or it'd be spooky because it felt like if you gave him the wrong answer, he might make you do, like, a lap or something. That's it. Lap around the prison. Oh, man.
An actual gym teacher giving a guided tour is very funny.
How old do you think this guy was?
I reckon... Yeah, go on.
I don't reckon he's old. I reckon, like, late 30s, early 40s.
Adam?
Either 20 or 52.
He was probably late to mid 30s, which made it all the sweeter. Oh, man, it was so good. Anyway, if you're ever in Ararat listening along, please go. Tell him Jackson sent you.
If you're ever in Ararat listening along to this episode of Shut Up A Second, a tour of Ararat. On your left, you'll see the historic tree site. On this site in 1862, trees continued to grow.
If you're in Ararat around the same time I was, so around now, the McRib is back. I got a McRib there.
That's great.
Actually, no, I tell a lie. I got an El Maco.
El Maco, it's Baco.
It is truly Baco.
Why the hell do you keep eating that? You don't like them.
The McRib?
Yeah.
The Gristleburg?
Yeah.
I don't know. They put something in it, huh? I don't know.
It's the only burger in Australia you can get that has gristle in it.
Every time I eat it, it's horrible. It's one of the worst burgers that McDonald's produce.
Fucking amazing.
The Macca's wonderful, but the McRib I keep coming back for. The McRib is like, do you remember Coffee Coke when Coca-Cola brought out like a coffee? You don't remember that? It would have been about like maybe 2 years ago.
I don't tend to drink coffee when it's in other things.
Yeah, well,
I have been off caffeine for 5 years.
That is fair. So Coke, about 2 years ago, released I think it was just called Coke Coffee or something. And the specific flavor of that I crave every now and then. Like, I just will get like a...
Jack,
like
can you just mix coffee and Coke together?
I suppose I could.
I think I reckon it's more than that.
There was some extra something
like
to
some
it.
Like some sweet MSG?
I don't know. It was so good, though. Or was it? I don't know. Or was it just two very addictive substances brought together? Like if I...
Well, with the MSG as well. We cook with MSG in my house.
Yeah.
My brother, I should specify, my brother cooks with MSG. I have no idea how to cook with MSG.
Yeah.
And he like instructed me, do you guys... A little bit of Koopy mayo.
Yeah, yeah.
Koopy mayo is just regular mayo with lemon and MSG.
Really? Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't MSG like just like a spice?
Yeah, it's just a spice.
It's
yeah.
just, it's just to make things salty.
Yeah, it's just got a really strong umami. It just makes your tongue like taste umami better. And so we cook with it, and I don't know what I'm doing. So when Ari was like, yeah, Koopy's just those things mixed together, I was like, fuck yeah. But MSG comes in little fucking shards.
Oh.
It's the only way to describe it. It's like little tiny
shards.
Whoa.
Like in the same way that like if you get like a flaky salt, it is a shard.
Yeah, okay.
Are you sure he wasn't just mixing in meth?
Yeah.
Just doing meth, baby. Anyway, I had crunchy mayonnaise.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, Zoe, that's
no, it was
a
bad.
Lot.
It
that's...
was bad. And then Ari laughed at me. He's like, that's not how you do it. But then he didn't instruct me on how to do it.
Do you have to melt it down?
I have no fucking idea. I'm too scared to cook with it.
Don't cook with shards.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's cool, like, if
crunchy
you...
mayo, like crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah, but you to roll it back, I was going to say that you can coffee, Coke.
Mayo?
Crunchy mayo. No, just the crunch, sprinkle it on top.
Ah, yeah. Try and recreate the coffee Coke. But isn't the true Coke recipe unknown to us mortals?
Yeah, but
I think by law they have to disclose what Coke is made of.
But I remember reading a Wikipedia that's a
no.
Myth.
I think they're
not telling us. Yeah,
I think we know what's in it. I think that, like the amount.
Proportions.
Yeah, proportion is what's secret. Mm,
that's fair. Yeah,
because
yeah.
in all fairness, most cola drinks
probably the same
recipe.
Same. Yeah, yeah.
Depends because you know how sometimes like a cheap cola will taste minty.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know, but I know exactly what you mean.
You know the how on the back of packaging they'll have the ingredients and whatnot.
Yeah.
I recently learnt that the way they order them is the whatever's the highest content is comes first, yeah. And then it goes in that
really?
Order. I didn't know that.
Huh.
Recently learnt that.
Hey, do you guys remember when everyone was like a lot of Sans Pants was all together back in the old studio and
yeah.
They were having a very serious discussion about something, but I'd found a page online that told me the history of Mountain Dew. And I kept reading it out, and Dusha kept on getting genuinely angry at me and telling me no one cared about Mountain Dew. But I was finding
That isn't true. We all care about Mountain Dew.
Well, I was finding it so fascinating because it described the brand's history going from like a health tonic to when it was like an extreme sports drink to when it was a drink for gamers. I quite fondly remember that memory of being like, and everyone being like, shut up. We don't want to hear what you've learned.
Shut up. They're dead.
Shut up. A second John. Oh.
He's back.
He's back, baby.
That's amazing. And here's a crazy thing about that Mountain Dew page. It's cool because it's happening again, because I can see that neither of you care.
I am beginning to clock out of this.
I can see. But I've never.
I was just.
No, I'm having the opposite thing where I'm trying to think of anyone at Sans Pants trying to have a serious conversation.
It was. I don't know.
I looked off to the left.
I hope one of us had died.
I looked off to the left and stopped paying attention for a sec. Did you see that?
I witnessed it. That's, you knew, because the thing I'm about to say is not interesting.
I'm sure
I would
it
like
is.
To preempt for everyone listening, for the two of you in this room, you don't care about what's about to come out of my mouth. I've never been able to re-find that webpage that had all the information
about
Mountain Dew.
It's hard to put.
Dew.
Was it a ghost?
Didn't you say it was a Wikipedia page?
Well, I lied. It was a webpage. It was like an old GeoCities page as well. Like, it was not a professional setup. So
like, you'd gone really far into, like, Googling Mountain Dew. You're on page, like, 30.
Yeah. Here's what I remember. Everybody's sitting around the TV having, like, a low murmuring conversation.
Do you remember what it was about?
No idea. Because it wasn't relevant to me. Because
I was learning about Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I was in Dew Realm at the time. And so, but I remember everything that was on the page. So,
well, that's great.
Yeah, I'm pretty, it's a fond memory.
Look, shut up a second. John loves you dearly, Jack. But your memory's a bit shoddy.
That is true. I don't remember things, you know? Anything that happens to me will eventually one day go. I don't even remember the topic of today's. Oh, snapping turtles.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah,
could have been.
It was no, I think we turtles. Just... Would you eat turtle soup?
Yeah, of course. Wow. Wait, are they ethically sourced turtles?
You have to kill the turtle.
What did the turtle do?
Stole your wife.
Yeah. Answer it twice. First time is only unethically sourced. Second time is only ethically sourced. Third time, actually, you don't know.
Oh, fourth time I get to pick.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know much about turtle farming or sure. ethically sourced turtles. Yeah. So I guess, like, look, we're not taking them...
They don't tend to do very well. Here's they how tend I think to eat the crop before they're grown.
The most ethical way to eat a turtle, that's very funny, the most ethical way to eat a turtle, I imagine, is to start a little veggie patch near a pond, okay? And the turtles...
How many pond-dwelling turtles you reckon there are?
Heaps, that's where a turtle lives, in a pond. Water. What are you saying? That's big turtle territory. That's BTT, baby.
Yeah. What if we, I feel like...
Turtles typically live in the sea, don't they?
They live at, there's freshwater and seawater, yeah. saltwater turtles.
Right, and for some right. reason, I feel like eating freshwater turtles is ethical and eating seawater turtles is unethical.
Yeah, I like that we've decided seawater and not saltwater. That's good. But
it means yeah. the same bloody
yeah, potato,
thing.
Potato. Yeah, no, I agree. Although, because we have the long-necked turtle in Australia that is yeah. a freshwater turtle that are I think they, is endangered.
No, we won't eat those.
Or yeah, maybe it, there's too many of them.
It's what I look, here's the only way I can make eating turtles ethical.
Please.
We only eat pet turtles.
Yeah, that there you go.
We only eat pet turtles. We are breaking into a child's room at night. We are stealing their beloved yeah. turtle.
Can't we just get lab-grown turtle?
Well, it doesn't
it's
taste
not,
the same.
Yeah, it's not real turtle.
Well, you don't know what regular turtle tastes like.
That's, I can imagine.
Yeah.
What's it taste like?
Kind of like crocodile.
Yeah.
My friend, like you crocodile. Just described lab-grown turtle.
Do you know crocodile kind of tastes like calamari and chicken?
Really? Calamari?
That's not really what I get. It's kind of a tough meat for me.
Really? I've only had a crocodile tureen, yeah. And that was pretty good.
That's all, folks.
Anyway, the only way I can imagine ethically eating a turtle is you have a veggie patch near a pond, the turtle eats a lot of your crops, then you kill it and eat it. That's even Stevens.
Yeah, that seems ethical.
The turtle had a good life eating your potatoes, and then you
had
get
a good
to...
life eating that turtle.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Also, Shut Up a Second is great and all, but did you know we produce a whole bunch of other podcasts? Like, maybe you actually secretly hate all of the Shut Up a Second hosts and the content and wish instead it was a show where our good friends Levins and John reviewed the latest and greatest indie games. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for All the Small Games, our indie review podcast that's far better than it has any right to be. Here's a question. How do you get it?
Pick it up.
Yeah, how do you get the meat out? Boom, in the shell.
You should smash it with a hammer. Oh,
this is a conversation I've had on Shut Up a Second before.
Here's a good one, actually. For ethically eaten turtle.
And my favorite thing about it, just sorry, we'll get
no,
to that.
Please.
But my favorite thing about it is that I believe it was with Cass, and she was like, I don't want to talk about killing a turtle. And you're like, smash it with a hammer, dude.
Yeah.
That's where the meat is. I don't know.
Fuck, man. The shell. No. You think the shell's hollow, but it's not filled with more meat. You got to take the shell off.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, I reckon you got to kill the turtle first. You got, well, hang on, we'll get to that in a second. Okay. That's step two. Step one is ethically sourcing your turtle.
Yeah.
So you know turtles come out onto the beach, they lay their eggs and they leave.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So you, as soon as the turtles lay their eggs, on the way back, you pick them up. That's it. That's your turtle.
Yeah.
Then to ethically source it, even Stevens it,
yeah.
those eggs, you make sure every single one of them survives because a couple of them will die.
Yeah, fair, a lot fair. Of them do die.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, this is.
No,
like,
please.
Baby turtles, when you watch a nature documentary and you see the baby turtles come out of their shells, that kind of looks like gummy. Like you could eat it. Like I feel like it's like one of those bursts. Mm. Like I could bite it and then it'd be like turtle.
That's a perfect time to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
The shell's the most softest ever.
And clearly that, I mean, that's when all the other animals are trying to get it.
Yeah, maybe that's when we should be getting it.
Yeah,
Well, no, see, but then
what if we force?
It's not as good a meal. And yeah. Also I reckon it's not gonna be
lamb is better than mutton, so
that's true. Zoe and raises a good point. Beef,
so. Yeah, but that isn't for all animals. Joey isn't as good as Roo.
Yeah, that's true.
What about this for eating baby turtles?
Is egg better than chicken?
Not for me.
Yeah, I reckon that's a personal taste.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Adam, I kept cutting Adam off.
Yeah, we both kept cutting
Adam off. Oh, well, anyway, yeah, you just make sure the eggs survive. And then I reckon to kill a turtle, you don't want to crack its... Do you see,
use it as a bowl.
Mm.
Well, yeah, it's a perfect bowl. But you got a crab, you're not trying to break that shell. You're trying to crack the shell open.
Yeah, that's fair.
So you're getting in there's holes. You can fucking figure it out. We're not a bird. We don't need a bird.
We only eat them when they're soft.
Yeah, we are not birds. That is true.
You can just get something sharp, stab it in the turtle.
Yeah.
Make sure it doesn't suffer. Then you can crack that bad boy open.
Yeah, that's true. Or you put one whole leg in your mouth and just suck. Suck the whole turtle.
See, I'm pretty sure that's
the worst oyster.
That shell is part of them, you know?
I'm just sucking on a turtle's leg.
You're going to have to suck hard enough to tear flesh from bone.
Why is this not working? This is like my suck blow problem.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, we all know.
We're back here.
Jackson can't suck as hard as he can blow.
You know, and it infuriates me. Because, like, how dare that be the situation? I prefer the reverse.
I know.
If I could suck as strong as I blow, no.
Stronger than
Have you ever
blow.
Done a test to see?
Yeah, watch.
Yeah, we have.
I'll do it right now for you, Adam. Okay, I've got a something.
It's a Velcro strap.
Look at that. Look how well I blowed.
Right.
Okay, now you ready to see how much I sucked? Okay. All that does is hyperventilate, you know?
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I don't know
either. I guess because it's less high pressure.
Yeah.
It's coming out of you. It's tighter space.
Yeah. Did you say it's a tighter spice?
Tighter spice.
Is it tighter spice?
Well, that's just my accent,
mate. It's a tighter spice.
Mate, that's my accent. That's shut up a second, John's accent. Don't even stress.
What about this for catching baby turtles? So sometimes a baby turtle, right?
Yeah.
Very sad. It will come out the wrong way.
It goes in the wrong direction.
It goes in the wrong direction. It goes to the shore, land. to the land, to the road.
Because it thinks that the streetlights is the moon.
Yeah. Now, what if I got a little radio, okay? Popped it in my cheek. Play sea sounds, okay? And I lay on the beach, mouth agape, and I wait for the turtle to be like, oh, that's the ocean, crawls into my belly. What do we think?
Oh, the Venus flytrap approach.
Venus flytrap approach,
yeah. So, we have established that the turtle will follow the moon, not the sounds.
I, mouth full of sand, watch with my eyes as the turtle goes past me. Get in. No. My mouth is the sea.
Do you reckon that's the most efficient way of getting those turtles?
Okay.
Do you reckon you just walk over, pick them up, pop them in your mouth if you wanted to?
Okay, what about this? I put a headlamp on top of my head.
Yeah.
Mouth open. Maybe a bit of water in there, like the sea. I keep my mouth agape, turtle swims in.
It might work. I just don't reckon it's the most efficient way, Jack.
But is it the most fun way?
It's definitely not fun either.
I doubt that, yeah.
Your mouth would be sore.
You will be waiting a while, Jack.
And if you're putting water in it, your mouth would be so wet.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be wet, you'll be
salty.
Sandy.
Yeah, that is true. How much sand do you reckon you could eat before you died?
Enough.
Fair call. I think eating a lot of sand, I think it would be hard to eat enough sand to kill you. You know?
Well, I don't want to eat sand, though.
Well, that's what I kind of mean. Like, it's hard to swallow sand.
Yeah.
I assume.
I mix sand with something more fun, like a Mountain Dew.
I don't know if your body would throw it up.
Sandy Mountain Dew. I think it would eventually.
You reckon?
Surely if you ate enough sand.
I don't know. I don't know how sand works. Your body won't throw up. I don't think human bodies will throw up hair.
Really?
That's why we don't have hairballs.
That's right. You can eat as much hair as you like.
Yeah.
That it's like the perfect superfood is hair.
There's a lady in India nearly died carotene. Like that once.
Huh?
A lady in India nearly died like that once. It was Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, that's... Did she like
she
chewed on her hair?
She habitually chewed on her hair.
Yeah.
And then she started getting awful stomach cramps and they couldn't figure out why. And then did x-rays, but hair doesn't show up on x-rays. Mm. So,
they cut her open, found out a massive hairball.
Yeah, just her stomach was full of hair.
Okay, so maybe you can't eat as much hair as you want.
Well, I assumed what you were saying was you can eat as much hair as you want and then die.
Not inaccurate.
Hair's only good if you'd been to the ocean.
What?
got the accent there for a second.
Sorry, say more words.
So awestruck by the sentence. Shut up a second, John disappeared for a brief moment. Say, hair's only good if you've been to the beach. Adam, do you want to, before we find out what she means?
Oh, we want to guess.
Yeah, let's try and dissect
well,
this.
Well, I don't know who you're talking to.
Sorry, shut up a second, John. Yeah, let's dissect this. Yeah. So I think, so I don't know if she's talking about eating hair anymore.
No, she's not. I reckon not.
Well, I don't know.
Nah, I'm pretty sure.
Does she mean it'll be salty or better tasting?
All right, I reckon it's one of two things.
Okay.
It's either she's talking about after the beach, that's when your hair's the most sexy.
Yeah.
But I
don't
think that's it, because I think she thinks wet hair ain't sexy.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So I reckon it's the other one, which I forgot.
I think she means hair is salty and better to eat when you've been to the beach. Zoe?
Yeah!
All right, then.
I was right. Unimaginably, I was right. Mine was a joke answer.
Have you ever
felt like this?
Are you about to say, have you ever sucked on your hair after the beach?
Yes.
No.
Well, Jack can't put his hair in his mouth.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I've had it long before. I've been to the beach and not thought, oh, maybe I have a little cycle.
Maybe this is what's thing, this like, as a kid, like, I would chew on my hair. I think, like, kind of inherently kids are gross.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just found that it's better after you've gone to the ocean and it's got a salty tang to it.
Are you
and
not?
And now as an adult who does not chew on my hair, the thought pops into my mind every time I've gone to the ocean where I was like, it's tasty now.
But does it not just, it's not your hair that's tasty. It's salt.
You are definitely enjoying just the salt. But see, she's not wrong though. See, if I had a bad salad and I put a lot of salt and I made it good, I'm still enjoying the salad.
The salad's still good. Yeah. It's still better with salt. That is true. So I guess hair does taste better. Hair is better, which was the initial sentence, after you've been to the beach. She's not wrong.
I'm never wrong.
Well, she could be wrong. We just, neither of us know. Like, we haven't tasted our hair.
Next time we go to the beach.
Yeah, well, also.
No, you got to suck on some hair.
Yeah. You got to suck on your hair first, then go in the water.
When are we going to suck on Zoe's hair?
Because my hair tastes better.
To make it scientific.
She didn't say Zoe's hair. She said hair.
But she only knows her hair.
Yeah, well, that's not my fault that she made the claim.
Everyone sucks on their own hair. Adam gets his head hair. I get my head hair. Jackson, you suck on your beard.
I'm going to suck on my pubic hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going to get a rib removed for that one, mate?
No, I'll just
pick it off.
It out. Yeah, I'll just pluck it out from the stress.
<It's good. laughs>
I'll give it a suck.
Oh, bull patch. Bull patch in your genital hair.
That's no good. That is no good.
I'm going bald with stress. I don't see it. Oh, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you got to think lower.
Just, it's for the missus.
My nuts are going
bald. Going
bald
for the missus. I think I have a bald patch on my balls.
Really?
I think I do.
That's cool. Yeah. Not mine.
It's in a place where I can't like look properly to check, and I don't care to look in that area with a mirror.
That's fair. I remember once.
You feel it.
I feel it, but I'm not. That's not a guarantee. I don't think.
Yeah.
I remember shaving my gooch once back in high school. I forget why. I just was like, let's give it a go. It was all right.
Yeah, that must be fucking crazy, dude. That must be fucking crazy and not a thing you have to do every 2 weeks.
Mm. Now, I guess that like, my gooch is just hairy as hell.
Gooch asshole or gooch the part in between?
The whole thing. I went as bald
as
a baby.
No, I mean like from, so what's the part?
From top of pubic hair to asshole, I shave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the benefit of having like
a wiener.
A wiener and balls is like you have like a designated spot where you can stop.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you can do, if you are going to shave, or at least tidy up.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Tidy up, shave your balls, and then you stop after the balls. Where if, vagina, if you stop, you've just given yourself a mullet.
Yeah, that is
true.
You
have to do the whole thing all the time.
Yeah.
See, I would not consider, if a guy did, if a guy stopped at balls, I'd be like, that's lazy.
Yeah, that is
when
true.
I trim, I don't go all the way to noose.
Yeah.
But I'll get like the, you know, the underhang underneath the balls. I just don't go all the way to noose.
Do people with penises have a bigger gooch?
I guess so. How big is your gooch?
Like, wait. Is gooch the part where balls end and then it goes to arsehole?
Arsehole. Yeah.
All right.
Like
all right.
Your tank.
Yeah,
I think we must have a bigger gooch.
You must. How much? Is, like, Like that much.
Oh, yeah. I've got more than that, so.
Yeah.
I got like four times that much
gooch.
Yeah. I'm rich in gooch,
you
dude.
You are rich in gooch.
And I guess, yeah, you have, well, no, guys with smaller balls, surely, because it's just changing where we're measuring it from.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, I'm going from where the scrotum begins to where the anus begins. Yes.
Okay, that's so you're gooch. Encompassing balls and gooch.
No, no, sorry, the end of the balls.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Then guys with smaller balls got bigger gooch.
Yeah. So we got. That's crazy to think about. I got but way more gooch.
Wouldn't ladies have the biggest gooch?
No,
because it's the vagina. For ladies, it's the end of vagina to start of asshole, which is quite small.
That's quite a little space.
But
quite
for guys, we're starting later.
No, we're not. What are you imagining? Not I need to doing. Draw this.
Yeah, where are you Give starting from?
Okay, give me a pen. Thank you. Shut up a second, John.
No worries.
So, okay.
So balls kind of end.
So you got
here.
You got ball. Yeah.
Hang on, let me check.
You got, but I'm you're going underneath, and then you got butt cheek.
I guess maybe
beginning of anus. So this is all gooch.
Yeah, I'm imagining. I guess, but maybe then I'm for a lady, balls is a more gradual like, stop.
Yeah,
and you're like to there, and then. Anus.
Show me the drawings.
So there's way more gooch on it. Somebody with a penis.
There's way more gooch on men.
Yeah.
Or someone with a penis.
If you got a penis.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm imagining.
Yeah.
If I may.
Please.
See, I'm seeing in my mind, it's not an area I check a lot. I'm not going to lie.
I really like my gooch.
That's nice.
It's like it's good. It feels good down there. I'm into my gooch. Yeah.
See, I'm imagining gooch comes out. Like that. Oh, not gooch, sorry. Balls. Because I'm imagining there's like some drag or whatever to it. And I'm seeing this as balls.
Yeah. No. I'm imagining, look, I'd have to get naked to show you really what I'm picturing.
We're all naked, legs splayed, measuring gooches.
Bent over.
This is the least sexual thing that's ever happened in this studio.
I don't know about that.
Oh, this studio?
Yes. I thought you were talking about on Shut Up a Second. Let me tell you, Shut Up a Second, John has definitely heard less sexy things.
On that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Shut Up a Second, John.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, Shut Up
it's
a Second, John.
It's been really good to have you.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
We should definitely make more of an effort to bring Shut Up a Second.
We should. Yeah, Shut Up a Second, John. You changed their name exactly for this. Yeah, and. Yeah.
Oh, no, I think this is title. Yeah. Title.
That's true. Like professor or king.
Yeah.
I studied under Shut Up a Second at Harvard.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the Sans Pants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sans Pants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.